Gripping his sawed-off 10-gauge in both hands, Lou Prophet ran through the brush and hunkered down behind a rock. He was about to step out from behind the rock and make his way to the farm cabin yonder in the night-cloaked ravine when he felt the cold steel of a knife blade press against his throat.
One move, amigo, and I'll carve out your voice box and feed it to the crows.
Hello, Louisa. I figured we'd meet out here sooner or later.
Sorry, Lou. I was hoping you were him.
The girl removed the blade from Prophet's throat and slid it into her belt sheath. Prophet turned to the 17-year-old blonde he dubbed the Vengeance Queen.
How the hell'd you sneak up on me like that anyway? No one sneaks up on old Luke Prophet.
A girl on her own on a frontier, teeming with lusty men, learns how to walk softly if she doesn't want to become the victim of rabid passion.
Yeah, but no one sneaks up on Luke Prophet. I'm a bounty hunter, dammit. I can't have girls or anyone else sneaking up behind me.
Pride is a sin. Besides, I was on the other side of this rock.
You check him here?
Yep. Lost him for a day, but he's here all right. His horse is in the corral just over there.
Louisa Bonaventure drew her Colt through the slit in her skirts. She concealed a cartridge belt, holster, a knife, and God knew what else in her undergarments, and with one delicate finger, gave the cylinder a spin.
But he's all mine now.
He's all ours. There's reward money on him. We'll split it.
You know I don't care about the reward money.
Wait a minute. We need a plan. You check out the barn, and I'll check the cabin. Don't make a move without me.
Same to you.
Without reply, Prophet ran crouching toward the privy, silhouetted by starlight. Handsome Dave Duval and his Red River gang had slaughtered Louisa's family in a Nebraska raid, and she'd spent the last year tracking them down, killing gang members one by one, sometimes two by two. Fate had thrown her and Prophet together over in Minnesota after the gang had raided the town where Prophet had been holed up waiting for the reward money for another pair of dead cutthroats he'd turned over to the law. Handsome Dave Duval was now the last of his once 20-strong gang, and Prophet knew Louisa would kill him on sight. For that reason, Prophet wanted to take Duval down alone. He'd always believed in giving a man, no matter how evil, a chance to be taken alive. It was part of the code necessary in an occupation where, if you weren't vigilant, you could easily become as depraved as the men you hunted. Besides that, the bounty hunter had grown protective of the overzealous Queen of Vengeance, and he didn't want to see her hurt. Not that she hadn't proven over and over she could take care of herself and then some, but everyone's luck ran out, especially when you pushed it as hard as Louisa often did. Prophet sidled up to the privy, the 10-gauge held at the ready, its leather lanyard around his neck. He looked toward the cabin sitting about 50 yards away, nestled in knee-high weeds. It was a tall, narrow, two-story affair, sitting catty-corner from the barn, which was only slightly larger than the cabin. Carefully, he headed that way. When he made the cabin, he crouched beneath the window, then shuttled a cautious glance within. It was too dark for him to see much, but this looked like the sitting room. The bedrooms were probably upstairs, which was going to make it impossible for Prophet to tell which room Duval occupied, if any, without going in and kicking down each door.
Too risky.
Prophet glanced toward the barn. Someone poked him from behind.
God damn it, will you stop sneaking up on me? What are you trying to do, give me a heart stroke? I've never known a girl as cocksure and downright disrespectful in my life. Do you know that?
He's in the barn.
What?
Come on.
Louisa turned and walked toward the barn. Scowling, Prophet followed.
How do you know?
Shush!
They walked softly toward the barn's closed.